How does the world's biggest e-commerce company deal with their sustainable packaging? I'm talking about Amazon. We're going to dig into exactly what they do with their sustainable packaging in today's show. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. And welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. In today's show, we're going to talk about Amazon, and there's a lot we can learn from Amazon, whether you like them, whether you hate them, whether you like Jeff Bezos, whether you think he's crazy. Don't let that get in the way of looking at what this company does. This is a brilliant company with tens of thousands of employees. A lot of them are very brilliant. I know some of them on the packaging side. And my encounters with them have been nothing short of impressive, the way that they're forward-thinking. And I think we can all learn a lot from them. So I received an Amazon package at home, and it was in this flexible package, this bag, this mailer, and it said Amazon.com/this package. Learn more about our sustainability efforts. So Amazon is messaging what they're doing with their sustainability, as I often talk about. Okay. So here we go. We come to that link, and let's just look at this page, Amazon Sustainability, sustainability.aboutamazon.com/environment/packaging if you want to follow along. So improving our packaging. Amazon customers want the right size recyclable packaging that minimizes waste and ensures damage-free delivery. Again, hate them or love them, they're on the ball. Amazon's on the ball. Everyone can agree with that. We work to reinvent and simplify our sustainable packaging options using a science-based approach that combines lab testing, machine learning, material science, and manufacturing partnerships to scale sustainable change across the supply chain. Then they break out how do they look at their sustainability. Minimizing packaging, eliminating packaging where possible, optimizing materials, reducing plastic globally, and then they talk about machine learning, which we're not going to talk about here. Okay, so let's get into the details here. So minimizing packaging. Packaging plays a critical role in the customer delivery experience, and we're committed to delivering products safely and sustainably. So since 2015, we've invested in materials, processes, and technologies that have reduced the per shipment packaging weight by 38% and eliminated over 1.5 million tons of packaging. So point number one, if you want to be a big company, learn from big companies. They quantify in numbers the impact. They quantify in numbers the impact. That's point number one. Our fulfillment packaging breakdown in 2021, they share some numbers, corrugated versus flexibles versus their shipment zero packaging, which is there's no Amazon packaging. It's just the product itself. Point two, eliminating packaging where possible. So that first category is minimizing packaging. So it's figuring out how to use the least amount of material in the packaging. Point number two, eliminating packaging where possible. Our frustration-free packaging FFP program is designed to reinvent the packaging experience. And there's this really funny video of this guy, and it's an Amazon video, and it shows one guy is opening, it's a corrugated box with a box inside with all these twisties, and I think it's a train or some sort of toy. And then there's another guy with the frustration-free packaging, and it opens easily, and the product's right in it without additional packaging. So this is part of their mindset, is reducing waste, and again, eliminating packaging where possible. Obviously, it's easier to not think this way, but as Amazon develops further, they're thinking about where can I remove packaging altogether. So the frustration-free packaging was one box. The other packaging says more than 19 packaging components. I'll link this. It's a cute and fun video. And then certified frustration-free packaging ships in its own container, easy to open, right-sized, meaning there's not excess material, and then recyclable as well. So this is what they consider their frustration-free packaging program. FFP products are more sustainable, offer more sustainable packaging that is easy to open, fully recyclable, and capable of shipping without additional packaging protection. And they say our progress, 2 million products qualified under our FFP programs by the end of 2021. So all this stuff, this quantifying, even a company like Amazon, they don't update it that regularly. 2021 is where their last numbers are. Then they get into grocery delivery, obviously, with their acquisition of Whole Foods. How do you find ways to keep groceries fresh in recyclable packaging? And there's some really cool things that they're doing in that area as well. So this is just what I'm doing here is I want to explain to you some of what Amazon is doing and how they think, and not that you're the size of Amazon, there's only one Amazon, but think how these big guys think, or at least be aware how these big customers think, okay? Or these big companies think. Optimizing materials where packaging is necessary. When additional Amazon packaging is required to ship a product, we strive to optimize that packaging for increased recyclability along with reduced weight and carbon. So part of it is avoiding plastic. We avoided 30,000 tons of plastic across North America in 2021. And then there's some copy here I'm going to read to you. In the U.S., we expanded our use of recyclable paper padded mailers, replacing nearly 70% of our mixed material bubble mailers in 2021. I often talk about how mixed materials make things difficult to recycle. We've also improved the composition of our single-use plastic packaging to use less material and incorporate more recycled content. You guys who listen to the show are familiar with that. I don't need to really explain that. Actually, I'm not going to explain that because you guys who listen to the show know what I'm talking about there. In 2021, we increased the recycled content of our plastic bag, film bags, from 25% to 50%. So using more recycled content, probably not PCR, although perhaps it is. And that of our plastic padded bags from 15% to over 40%. So that's increasing the amount of recycled content in the bag. Still living in largely a plastic world. There's still a lot of plastic packaging coming from Amazon, but they're taking that incremental step of using more recycled content, okay? Last but not least, reducing plastic packaging globally. Again, Amazon's shipping all over the world. So in Europe, we switched from single-use plastic delivery bags to recyclable paper delivery bags and cardboard envelopes for orders fulfilled in fulfillment centers in 2021. So that's getting out of single-use plastic, moving to recyclable paper delivery bags. In Australia, we replaced all single-use air pillows with 100% recyclable paper material to protect goods during shipping. Again, a big purpose of packaging is to protect the product. It's not just visual, as you guys know and understand, but a big part of the packaging has to be, it's got to be sustainable, but it's also going to protect the product. And in India, the last example they gave, we became the first founding member of the Plastics Pact after removing all single-use thin-film plastics from Amazon packaging in 2020. So then they get into using machine learning, which is, I think, going to be outside of most people's, things that they can act on. So we're not going to talk about that. So let's just cover those one more time. The way that Amazon thinks about improving their packaging, minimizing packaging. So how can you minimize the amount of packaging? Can you make your packaging smaller to fit the product? Can you reduce the overall footprint and the material used in your packaging? That's number one. Eliminating packaging where possible. So how can you eliminate small components? Is there a twisty that doesn't need to be there? Is there an insert that could be replaced? Are there ways that you can eliminate packaging where possible? And you could be inspired by Amazon's frustration-free packaging. And then optimizing materials where necessary, where packaging is necessary, avoiding plastic. Can you move out of plastic? Is there something that you could use that's not plastic that could serve the function of plastic? Or could you at least move your virgin plastic to recycled plastic, post-consumer recycled plastic, or even better, in my opinion, ocean-bound plastic? And then overall, just reducing plastics in general. Can you get rid of plastics also? Maybe we'll make that a sub point of the previous. Okay. So that's some of what Amazon is doing. And the last point, they're putting a QR code on their packaging and they're linking to a page like this. This is where I talk about video enabled sustainable packaging. I think better than having a page like this is to actually have a video that explains what you're doing, 30 to 60 seconds just to grab the consumer, because I read this because I do it for a living and I'm the host, your host of the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. But is the average person going to read this? I'm not sure they're going to read this. Although I would be slow to criticize Amazon's approach because perhaps they've tested this and, or maybe they should just be using a video. Okay. That's it for today. Remember, you can love them, you can hate them, but learn from them. Don't let your opinion of Amazon, positive or negative, have you not take a look at them and learn from what they're doing. They're brilliant operators, and there's a lot of smart people there that you can learn from, okay? Thanks for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're looking for sustainable packaging in the cannabis industry, email wow@contempopackaging.com.